MyFM, keeping you connected.
It's Mike Vanetten from the MyFM Newsroom. Joining me this morning on the line is Linda Horn, RE/MAX Realty Specialist, to talk a little bit about the market with the ongoing crisis of the COVID-19 pandemic. Linda, welcome to the show this morning. And right off the bat, let me ask you, how is the real estate market doing compared to last year?
Including from March 5th to today, there are 37 listings. Now, there's 53 listings in Orangeville and then 230 in all of Dufferin County. Now, sold and terminated or suspended in the last 3 weeks are 52 listings. This time last year, in the same period, 51 homes were sold, terminated, or suspended. So market conditions have remained steady.
Linda, what kind of challenges has this pandemic created for those working in the real estate industry?
Of course, the big one is not any face-to-face meetings. Realtors are taking precautionary measures to ensure the safety of our members, our clients, and the general public. Face-to-face meetings are not happening, and if they are, it's very limited. Open houses are not encouraged by the Ontario Real Estate Association. Showings have specific guidelines. I don't believe for sale by owners have guidelines, but professional realtors do.
What kind of steps are you taking to ensure social distancing is being practiced while showing a home?
Showing with buyer clients, a realtor will be diligent with hygiene and insist the buyers do the same. They will ask buyers to drive in separate cars to meet for showings and to keep social distancing during interaction. A realtor will be using a wipe to open any cupboards if necessary for buyers, which enable them to ensure that things are left sanitized. If your home is for sale with a realtor, we will be asking visitors and their agents to wash hands and ask those who are ill or who have recently traveled to reschedule. It's recommended that homeowners should increase surface cleaning in high traffic areas of their home. They are advised to leave lights on for showings as per the norm. Realtors will tell the interviewers not to touch them and not to turn the lights off. Ensure the homeowner has soap, disposable towels, and a garbage bin handy. A realtor will speak to all visitors and ask the buyer agent to follow this protocol. If you feel your family is ill or has been exposed, let your realtor know immediately and they will suspend viewings right away.
Linda, how do you see the real estate market being affected in the near future? And also, do you think this will change how things are done even after all this is over?
I believe things will change somewhat. Virtual tours for walkthroughs will help the buying public to view homes, not unlike buying from a builder's plan. Buyers can drive neighborhoods and check out the area. Offers can be made conditional upon viewing the home, as tours do not show condition, cleanliness, or noise factor. Future real estate may look a little different. Quality of photos and virtual tours will be imperative. Not unlike today, however, there will be more pressure to ensure professional quality marketing is provided.
Do you see home prices dropping at all because of this ongoing pandemic?
There are always consumers who need to sell and buy. Job transfers, financial reasons, more space, less space. Family dynamics change, and so do our needs. Listings may increase slightly as some owners have a financial need with job layoffs or a desire for a new home after being quarantined in their present home. And we've had a seller's market for a few years due to the shortage of homes available. So we have pent-up buyers.
Now, is there any other little tidbits you can pass on to our listeners this morning?
Lower interest rates help buyers qualify for more, which helps. Prices are likely to adjust according to buyer demand. Homes that show well usually receive the most activity. Spring market is coming as the weather warms and interest in relocating increases. Real estate has always been your best long-term investment and has a strong history of growth.
Linda, thanks for taking a few moments out of your time and joining us this morning. I hope that helps our listeners a little bit if they're thinking about buying or selling their home. Once again, Linda Horn, RE/MAX Realty Specialist. Have a great day, Linda, and once again, thanks.
Thank you so much. All the best.
Keeping you connected, MyFM. MyFM.